Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Arrow.
That's right, because that's how we roll here at AfterBuzz TV. Welcome, everybody. I'm Ali Conor Bradford, your host for the evening for the Arrow After Show, joined by...
Hi, how you guys doing? My name is Michael Durgin, and my nickname is Mowgli, like the Jungle Book, and I'm glad to be here.
You really know, and it's here. So funny, because I don't know why last week, after all these weeks of hosting with you, it finally dawned on me. I was like, you do kind of look like him, and I'm sure when you were little, you guys looked alike too, huh?
Yeah, I look like him even as an adult. If I take my shirt off, you'd just be like, wow. Boy of the jungle.
I'm okay. I am okay.
So, I have a six pack under here, just so you know.
Yeah, just like Stephen Amell, I'm sure, right?
I mean, it's not just like. Mine's skinnier and more masculine, in my opinion. I don't know.
More masculine, ladies. Can we call him a bluff? I think so.
Telling you guys what?
What? So let's get in the show, shall we? Let's talk about we first started with Moira Queen. She's out of jail. We knew that from last episode, but this episode we get to see her back in her home. Back walking into the office, getting things started. And, of course, there's... Mike and I are at a loss for words. I don't know why we don't remember what this woman's name is. We just call her Hooker because we don't like her.
It's Isabel.
Isabel.
Yeah,
Hooker,
that's what
Isabel.
It is.
They sound exactly like
She's Russian or whatever. Isabel Roshev or something.
Oh, I don't know. I just know I don't care for her very much. And you made a point that she made a point as far as it looking very bad having Moira back in business already again because so many people are still a little bit. Not Moira fans, for lack of better words.
Yeah, I mean, I understand her point. Honestly, I think Isabel's right on this one. I think that the perspective that she's coming from, Oliver, you're CEO of a company, your mom just got off trial, she got acquitted of all charges, it even seems a little suspicious. I think all of us were surprised. I mean, I was, you know, you were.
Yeah.
So the idea that you have her at the first board meeting after she's just let out of jail makes me a little uncomfortable, too.
Right.
I mean, I'm thinking about the future of Queen Consolidated here. You know what I mean?
I get both sides. I get both sides. I understand that. I don't appreciate the way she delivered the message because I feel like somewhere underneath, she really enjoyed saying Moira didn't belong there.
Yeah, but oh, God, sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, on the other side, I understand Oliver's stance because he is having a hard time separating mom from business, and he just wants to have everything back to normal again.
Right. I think that a good thing about Arrow in general is that they do a really good job of developing characters. So for me, I will personally say that the way that she comes off is actually pretty typical of someone that's a CEO of a company. They don't have time to sugarcoat shit because it still stinks. Part of my language. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, I felt like I really enjoyed what she did. I enjoyed that she's so upfront and so forward in every aspect with the company. I don't enjoy her relationship with Oliver. I want him to be with... I mean, I honestly want him to be with Laurel, so...
Wow.
I know. I'm very upset about the fact that there was no Laurel in this episode, which made me very upset. Did you notice that?
I did notice.
Yeah, what's going on here?
I mean,
she's downhill
swallowing
fast.
Pills somewhere at home, okay? That's where she is at. You know what, though? I'll jump ahead really quick just for a moment. Just speaking of Isabel, when she showed up to the party and Oliver shows up, and obviously there's nobody there at Moira's party, and she did a little bit of a I told you so, and then she turned it around to, I really am sorry, Oliver. How are you going to include that in the same conversation? Don't tell me so and then apologize.
Yeah, but I really like that Oliver's mom is like a mom slash CEO, like, to her son, she's still going to be comforting.
Right.
But Oliver's mom and Isabel are actually quite similar in the aspect of being, you know, business
right.
types.
Right, right.
Like, her
that.
Mom's like, I can't attest for his judge of character or whatever. And I was like, yeah, Oliver's mom can throw hits. You know,
yeah,
like, think that she's, like, weak and kind of, like, you know, soft from being in jail. Jail toughened her up, I bet.
But her look is still softer. I know this is a weird, odd detail to notice, but something about her, and I don't know if it's the way they did her hair, her makeup, what it is, but ever since when she was in jail and now that she's out, something about her just seems, I don't know if it's more humble or what it is. It's just, maybe she's just an amazing actress and the way she carries herself just portrays as a much more low-key humble woman.
Yeah, as much as I love talking about all this, I mean, come on, honestly, how many people in here want to talk about Oliver's mom versus talk about the new character on the show right now?
Okay,
can we just get to it?
Goodness, well, how does the new character show up, huh?
This is terrific stuff. I'm so excited. I'm dying in here.
Well, you know, what's funny is the gentleman, Grant Gustin, who plays Barry Allen, we know he shows up. I read something that they did a test with him and Emily Bett Rickards because they wanted to make sure he didn't look like jailbait. Because obviously,
he looks
Barry's
young.
Character is supposed to be young.
Right.
Grant Gustin looks extremely youthful.
Yeah.
So the two together, you don't want it to seem too awkward.
Right.
But I guess they hit it off really nicely. And
I liked it. I thought it was very good. I think that a big thing that – I saw a comment that somebody wrote on YouTube, and they're like – they wrote something like, they were like, Mowgli, are you a what did they say? They said, are you a sexist because you think that if Felicity takes her glasses off, Oliver would like her, and with the glasses on, he won't because you think women are just physical? And I was like, what? Where do you guys get this stuff? Do you not realize I'm analyzing the show? And Oliver Queen, before he was abducted, was a person who ran women. Like, he just went from girl to girl. Like, in the comics, he was
called. But he's changed.
Yeah, but
he's not like that
he's
anymore.
He's changed on the inner surface, but on the outer layer to be deceptive and not let people know he's the Arrow. He has to continue to be that way.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, and I'll say this, like, Felicity is, like, a good, nice person.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And, like, she can't be in a relationship with someone like Oliver because Oliver can't handle having a relationship with somebody real because, number one, they could get hurt if they're too close. And, number two, he's not focused on relationships right now. He's focused on just getting jobs done and fixing the city. When you have such a task like that on your hands, you're not worried about dating the right girl. In fact, if you meet the right girl, you'd rather wait. So, like,
but
I just...
she ain't gonna be waiting later on,
that's
homie.
Fine. He's not worried. He's
you
still got Laurel.
Think? What you know
she
what I, yeah, blah, blah. You know what I think is that... yes, he wants to focus on his work first because obviously having a relationship with a female is a little bit distracting. However,
a little bit.
Calm down. Let me finish my thought. However, I will say this. I feel like some of it is a protective thing because obviously he's been traumatized in the past and guys don't lie. You guys bruise and you don't heal very quickly.
Absolutely
no offense.
Mm-hmm.
Love you all.
Yeah.
But it takes a while. And given everything that's happened in his love life in the past between the betrayal, he lives with a lot of guilt for what he did to Laurel with Sarah, thinking Sarah was dead.
True.
Now Sarah's back. All these things. Maybe we're going to start up again last season with Laurel. No, we're not. Then Tommy comes. Then all. It's just so much that I think just no drama. I need to focus on. Like, I think he's,
exactly.
just, he's still, even though one side of him is evolving, there's still another part of him that's a little bit broken.
Yeah.
It's the emotional side, the side we don't really get to see much of.
So my joke, which is a joke when I'm saying that, is that She's All That is a movie about a girl that's absolutely gorgeous, and her taking off the glasses obviously makes Freddie Prinze Jr. notice her. Or whatever, you know, it's
90s
like
90s much.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a joke. If you didn't know, I'm sorry. Your sense of humor is lacking.
You know, just it's
Facebook
okay.
Facebook fan
He's
number
had a lot
seven.
Of caffeine today. It's okay. Sorry.
But
anyway, going back to Barry Allen.
Yeah, and my major point is, I like this relationship between her and Barry Allen. She needs to be with a guy that can respect and treat her the way she needs it and challenge her intellect.
This is what I will say about
Go ahead,
that.
Please.
Okay, everybody knows I'm a Felicity fan. I do like, calm down, I do like the fact that she's found somebody else that does like her. They had the same little geeky connection, intellect connection.
Mm-hmm, right.
But... It needed to happen because Oliver needs to realize what a wonderful woman she is, which he does, but he doesn't realize how much of a feeling he has towards her. I think you don't realize what you have till it's gone, right? He knows he has a little bit of something for her.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Where do you get this
from
stuff?
From the last couple episodes.
Oh my God.
Just the way he looks at her. Please. He felt like a piece of poop when she caught him and Isabel at the hotel. If he didn't care about her, he would have not felt bad. He wouldn't have felt anything. Yeah, so what? I was with a girl and...
He doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
Because he knows... But he wouldn't care about her feelings if he didn't care about her.
Yeah, because if someone likes you... All right, look, if someone likes you and you're not attracted to him, are you going to be mean about it? Or are you going to let him down nice and slow?
Nice and slow, exactly. But I disagree. I think there was a little something, and I think that... Her and Barry Allen will go somewhere for a little while.
Right.
And I think that'll cause a little bit of jealousy. Because even Diggle called it out.
Right.
You know, granted, Oliver's instinct was correct. Barry, who wasn't who he said he was, had Diggle check him out.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because he's protecting Felicity or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But there's just little things. Even Diggle was like,
But he also invited him to the party to dance there.
Because Felicity was, he knew what he did was a butthole move. And he wouldn't have made the butthole move on Barry the way he did unless he wasn't being driven by his emotions.
Go ahead.
I was saying, and then Felicity called him out. She said, so you just got mad at him because he's living a secret because his intentions are to rectify something that happened in the past.
Right, right.
And made him feel like a douche.
Right.
And isn't that what we do every single day?
I feel like this particular episode is very much about relationships. And I was really disappointed Laurel wasn't in it. But I do believe this episode had a lot of... It took out a lot... It was a lot about Felicity and relationships that Felicity enters into. So I don't feel like we're digressing by talking about it.
Right.
So I will say this. I'll say I disagree. I think Oliver would be very happy if Felicity's happy with somebody that she could be happy with, that could treat her the right way. I felt like that was a good segue. I don't think he's going to get jealous. Oliver Queen doesn't get jealous, for number one. And number two, you're giving him way too much credit if he actually feels bad because he did some research on this guy. He's not going to be like, oh, I feel bad. I shouldn't have done that. Now I'm going to invite him to this party so he'll feel better. That's a girl way of thinking. Guys are like, gotcha. He was just like, oh, Felicity.
Gotcha. Yeah. He did feel like that, like, boom.
Yeah.
But then Felicity made him feel like a butthead. She's the one who called him out on it, and that's when he was like, oh.
Yeah. Oops. He was like, do you want to dance? And she's like, with you? And he was like, no, with him.
Well, because that's the good guy thing to do. That's what you do when you're a good guy.
Because he's her friend.
It doesn't mean you like it. It just means that you do it because you're the good guy.
I feel as if they're friends. But I will say that on a plus side, personally, I think... And I've dated. I've been out there. I've
no
been in the
way.
Field. Yeah.
And shut I'll your say, face.
I swear, yeah. Some have been pretty. Some less pretty. It depends on the alcohol.
If you're his ex-girlfriend, I'm offended right now.
No, the girlfriends are all great. You're all beautiful. You know that. You broke up with me. Come back. I'll date you right now.
Wow.
But what I will say is that on a more positive note, except Chloe, that one, you're out. You're done. Don't come back.
Who's Chloe?
Don't worry about it. Let's not talk about
me. Okay, so we're giving shout-outs apparently here on AfterBuzz TV tonight. Going back to the show.
I know. I'm just teasing, though. But what I want to say is that I think that, and personally I feel this is totally true, looks fade.
Or, absolutely.
Like, they fade so quick, especially when you're in a relationship. It becomes the least important thing. And the thing that stands out the most is personality.
Of course.
I've always felt that way. I do believe that. In fact, I would rather wait and meet a girl with a great personality than wait for a girl that's like, a model or something. You know, like, what is that?
Denser than dense.
Yeah, denser than dense. Exactly. So, in my opinion, for Barry Allen, honestly, as a person that is a micro and molecular biologist and how they're creating the character and how they're developing him, I love the fact that he's intelligent. He's talking about stuff. I mean, there's little things that I find to be a little quirky about him that you wouldn't really like. I mean, I wouldn't really say that on a science realm that necessarily are appertaining to a conversation that him and Felicity are having. It doesn't make sense. But at the same time, I like him. I think he's cool. I think he's smart. He matches Felicity. And I think that the entire show, how they built Felicity's character, they took this girl that's super hot, put glasses on her, and told her she's geeky, is not very, it's not very realistic to life. When you meet girls that are super geeky and they're like working in computers and they're sitting behind a desk all day long, they're not wearing super tight dresses that show cleavage all the time. I'm sorry. That's just reality. So I felt like Felicity is the one character that they didn't develop the way that I felt like she should. She should have started out more geeky, so Oliver
she
is less
did.
Attractive.
Well, season one,
two episodes.
She was wearing shirts and buttoned up with collars and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Only season two did she really start being a little more feminine, which we'll talk about that later.
Right.
But I do want to get back into Barry. Oh, by the way, I just want to point out, too, because, you know, when you guys tweet me, I want to at least give you a shout out because somebody else does agree with me. Mm-hmm. If I can get back to it. Shelby Lou, 2011, says, I'm really hoping that you're right, meaning about Olicity. Oliver wakes up after this stuff Barry and Felicity and the near-death experience, because that's obviously where we left off. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But Barry Allen comes in. You're right. As a person, as a character, I like him a lot.
Right. They make sense.
They do make sense. I can totally agree on that, but it's my hidden motive of wanting Oliver and Felicity to come together that makes me like, eh. But they did a good job, and they're right as far as saying that the two characters do have a lot of chemistry. They connect on a level to where it's finally someone speaks Felicity.
Right.
If that makes sense. Because she'll start yammering, and you see the look on both Diggle and Oliver's face like, sure, yeah, just go do it. Whereas the two are, and they're just back and forth having this tunnel vision conversation that nobody else understands.
Right, exactly. And I feel the same way. I feel like, personally, in my life, the show relates. I love relating comic books or television shows that are, you know, in the fictional realm to my life. I like to think of myself being able to be a character or something. Personally, I can relate to Barry Allen. And honestly, when you're a really smart guy, you don't want a girl that's dense. You want a girl that's actually super intelligent because you want to be able to have a conversation.
Vice versa.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. So I do believe that Felicity is far outmatching Oliver's intellect, and I think that the relationship between her and Barry Allen could be much better. Not to mention, he's going to be a superhero. Come on. Are you serious?
Eventually he will. The story about his parents, though, that's really sad and very commendable at the same time, because the reason he's doing what he's doing, which is very similar to what Oliver's doing, is to rectify the wrongs that have been done to his father. His mother got killed, and then his father got put in jail. So that means he's been on his own since he's 11. We don't know who's been taking care of him, but he's now going on his path to make things better.
Yeah, I'm really proud of him. Honestly, I like where his head's at, how smart he is. Like, I love stuff like that. I love that when characters come from like this bad situation or from the bottom, and they learn, they're self-taught, they teach themselves, they work their way up. I love that. It's a totally different storyline. I can't wait to see what this pilot episode is going to look like for The Flash. I'm really excited for it. Oh, and what did you think about the beginning of the show when they had the thunder and the flashes of lightning? I was like, oh, so much foreshadowing. I love foreshadowing. Yeah. It's my favorite thing. And what do you think about this guy? He broke through a freaking steel wall.
Yeah, I was actually going to go right into that. These super soldiers that are now in current time, because before they were just on the island, and then we also saw little hints and pieces, you know, in the past few episodes. And then Brother Blood, I feel like we finally got to hear him say his motive out loud. We already knew he was a villain and he's a bad guy, but something that he had said, hence the name Blood, he was taking all this blood donations, if you will, and he said, he who has the blood, blood equals life, life equals power.
Yeah.
So he's obviously out to dominate.
How did you feel about, the fact that, I don't know what I'm asking. I guess what I'm asking you is, what did you think? How do you feel about the storyline? How do you feel about now? It's really developed, and they're giving you a lot of information. This episode really is cemented in what's going on for future episodes and what the actual adversary's plan is.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about that developing plan? Do you feel like it came too quick this episode? It was too much at once, or did you like
it?
No,
not at all.
I felt the same. I felt like it was a good flow. Yeah,
not at all. And a lot of things did make sense. And I mean, the island always does generally parallel with what's going on in current time.
Right. Flashbacks are on point.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to talk about the island in a little bit, but let's talk about Max, because all these super soldiers, you know, they start off injected. We see them with the bloody eyes.
Right.
And Roy is trying to jump in and figure out what's going on, because he gets the call from, I don't know why her name just escaped me. Who's the young girl who's the Black Canary's friend? What is her name?
Oh my God.
I always think she's the girl that looks like From What Women Want.
Yeah, you're talking about, God.
Why?
Why does this happen?
You get Thanksgiving off, and then you come back, and all of a sudden you just lose it.
Oh my God.
Either way, small part of the storyline, but it was very relevant.
Right.
I like that Roy snapped a picture, but at the same time, he was already getting spied on leaving this Max gentleman's house, so I feel like he just put himself in the line of danger even more so.
Right.
And then we see him and the Green Arrow, or he's just the Arrow now, part ways.
Yeah.
Roy tries to throw his weight around. He's getting a little frustrated. Can't blame him. He's the eyes and
ears.
Well,
he's throwing his weight around because you can't put weight on one foot because of the arrow that just got shot through it.
Well, that's why he got shot. Yeah. Because he's wanting more information, and Oliver is not willing to give it.
Right.
I didn't expect him to shoot Roy in the knee.
I didn't expect that either, but you know what? Hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. When somebody steps out of line, you got to let them know who's boss.
Just shoot him with an arrow.
Yeah, dude. He already told him this is done. You know what I mean? So that was his choice.
But here's the thing, and this is what we saw in a few episodes past, when there was a whole line of people that had been injected with this serum. They had blood bleeding from their eyes. They were unconscious. And one, at the very end of the line, started to shimmy, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And came to life. So I'm not sure if certain people don't react well and they die, and they're done, or everybody doesn't react well at first, and then the strong come back to life. And this is going to lead me into talking about Slade Wilson.
Okay, let's
because go. Because he's obviously Deathstroke. Mm-hmm. I personally thought this episode, when they got him onto this boat or whatever it was that they were on, and they put the... Moroku.
Oh, it's Sin.
Sin is her name,
sorry,
yes.
Sorry, I had to look.
But the miracle... you know, I'm Japanese, and I still just... I can't say miracle in Japanese. But either way, the serum, when they inject it, obviously Slade is on the verge of death.
Right.
And it, you know, may as well give it a try, right?
Right, yeah.
He doesn't react well, eyes bleeding. Then I thought, okay, is this how he comes back? Are they going to make him Deathstroke already? This is really early. But obviously they didn't. They left it as him.
We'll see. We'll see.
He finally confesses undying love for Shadow, though.
Yeah, well, that's cool, but, you know, the reality of the situation is, like, we know how the comics work. We know how these TV shows work. There's no doubt in my mind Slade's coming back.
Oh, yeah, he is. I just don't know when and how. And if he does come back, he's obviously coming back as a super soldier, but right. Is he going to have the same mentality as Slade, or is he going to have the mentality of a beast, if you will, and just start wreaking havoc?
Right.
And that's how the two part ways.
And we don't even know, because they came in the door and the flashback stopped. So for all we know, he could still be breathing. He could still have a pulse. They could be able to try to save him.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that's really important. But what I will say is that I really liked the relationship. I liked what's developing between them as far as, like, developing, understanding what the enemy's doing, who the... But Oliver still hasn't put two and two together. He still hasn't connected the super soldiers with Brother Blood. And that's something that I think is going to be the most important development and the timeline to how this season ends is developing that. So I'm really wondering how that's going to happen. What do you think is going to happen for that?
Well, I actually, now that you say that, I'm wondering how long it's going to take for him to figure that out, and how what the longevity of this character's arc is, if it's going to be the entire season two or if eventually he's going to disappear. Is he going to be the next Malcolm?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Because Malcolm did make his appearance, and then Moira's now, she's growing her lady balls, and she's throwing it down. He comes at her with a threat. You better prepare, Thea. She's going to find out that I am her father.
Right.
The one moment we think Moira's going to tell Thea, I need to talk to you. I love you. Oh, okay. Yeah. Is this last season, Moira? Are you going to be deceptive again?
Yeah.
But she finds out about Ra's al Ghul. Smart lady.
Honestly, I love Thea's character now. I did not like Thea's character in season one because I thought she was still too OC. And now I'm like, dude, like, she's on point. Like, she is dealing with relationships. She's working with being the younger sister. She's really fitting into this role and this character very well. And I feel like this episode, to me, was very much an episode about characters starting to fall into their place. I liked Felicity's relationship.
He said it.
I know, with Barry Allen. I like the fact they're letting her embrace the dorkiness. Honestly, I think they should dress her down a little bit, but that's the only other thing I'll say for right now. Why do you want to rush a relationship between her and Oliver?
No. I know. You know what? The reason I got the Cheshire Cat smile on my face is because you mentioned dress her down.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, gentlemen, tell me Felicity did not look absolutely beautiful in that
she
dress.
She is, yeah.
With her hair. She looked like a Barbie to me. Literally. She looked beautiful to me.
Yeah. And that's part of the, I guess, their character timeline. She just needs to be hot all the way through.
Granted. Okay, so this is what I don't understand. All right. Oliver saw her once before at a party, dressed up for the first time, season one. They didn't make her look quite as done up as they did this time around.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously last season there was a little bit of a drop of the jaw. But this time around,
You
really were immune to that? Because I don't think any man would walk by and just be like, hey, Felicity, well, I know you're mad at me, so I'm going to call the guy that you really want to be here. No, stop, stare. You should. She's beautiful.
Who's staring? Oliver?
He should have. He didn't, is what I'm saying.
Oh, no, yeah.
It shouldn't have been just that quickly.
Look, Oliver is a guy that's been around the bush. He knows what's going on. Like, he's hooked up with girls, lots of them.
Dude, you know that was years ago. He has not been hooking up since he's been back. He hooked up with...
He knows how it flows.
Oh, Jesus.
He knows how it flows. Listen, Oliver Queen is not a guy who's going to sweat any girl, just so you know. Sorry to get so urban with my sweat comment.
He's not going to sweat any girl.
Yo, you're not sweating no girls, you know what I'm saying? But what
Okay. So Michael is telling us that Oliver will find out about Brother Blood next week. Wait. He just won't know who he really is. Okay, so he'll just find out about who this
person
is.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah. And I think that was a big part of this episode, is him not being able to connect the dots, but he being able to see that the dots exist. Like, yeah, the super soldiers and the serum and something happening in the city. Now he's starting to recognize the centrifuge is gone. They're trying to make more of it. They're obviously trying to find a sedative that can allow them to be able to do the soldiers. But, you know, that's all very weird.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Why do you think that they, and maybe you guys at home know and you can tweet by any means, mm-hmm, why do you think that the patient, for lack of better words, uh-huh, needs to have a sedative first? I mean, any surgical procedure, obviously you do, but it's not to the point where your eyes start bleeding.
That was all confusing to me. They were very vague with the things they were saying, you know? And I wish, I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I watch a lot of TV, and whenever they bring science into it, from Doogie Howser forward, I always paid attention. Like, I always wanted to know what was going on.
Yeah.
When they talk about ketamine is PCP. It's like what people do when they're trying to have like a hallucinogen trip.
Mm-hmm,
and usually they take it with a sedative. So like they take it with something else. So when I
Why is that?
Because when you're taking something like ketamine, you take it with a sedative, so that way the effects are, one, can be more long-lasting, or two, can't be as strong. Because it's very strong. Ketamine's very strong. It's PCP. You know, like in Training Day when he's like, oh, I didn't know you liked to get wet. He gives him PCP, and he's like all messed up and hallucinating and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like a drug that you do on the street. So,
I mean, I've heard of it. I'm not saying I haven't heard of it. Yeah. I just don't remember that part of the movie.
It's when he's in the car, and he's like, hey, take this. And he takes it. And he thinks it's like, or he smokes it. He smokes the PCP. And he's like, it's PCP. And I was like, what? It's ridiculous. So I didn't know if it was or wasn't necessary. I don't know if it made a lot of sense or not to me with the sedative. Like, and also when he was in the lab, he's talking about like, oh my God, he's like, why do you guys have the acetone next to, and he's talking about ionic compounds like MnO4. And I'm like, what? Permanganate, sorry. And he's like, that like permanganate's in ionic form. Like, I don't even know if it's in a liquid form when it's ionic form, and it wouldn't even, I don't know. And acetone is carbon based, so like they wouldn't even have an ionic bonding. I don't even know if there would be volatile or I don't know. And it's like, when you're going to say stuff like that, bridge it so we understand exactly what you're saying. Usually permanganate has to be attached to something else, like potassium ions or something like that, plus minus. So like, I don't know. I thought that now that you're bringing science into it and you're bringing in blood centrifuges. I mean, when I was in college, I worked in a hospital for 2 years in the the pathology laboratory. So I centrifuged stuff all day long. I worked with blood samples. I've done a lot of that stuff, and that was very interesting for me to get into that. I like Barry Allen's character. I could see myself being Barry Allen. I like him. I mean, I love it. I really do. And I really liked that the writers took the time to actually look up names of compounds and stuff like that. But I felt like, not to be too long-winded, but which is hard now, but I felt like I would like, if you're going to start bringing science into it, and I think, I don't know how everybody else feels, but I think all of us are pretty intelligent, the crowd of people that are watching Arrow. And right. I feel like if you're going to bring the science into it, make it a more essential part of the show. So it actually has a real effect on the outcome of what's going on. Tell us more about the blood. Tell us more about the serum. Tell us more about the sedatives. Don't give us generics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're going to give me the stuff, give me the real stuff.
Right.
That's how I feel about it. What do I know?
Say it.
You know?
So all this happening, though, at the very, very end,
right,
Oliver goes to take on this super soldier. He already tried to take on once, right, and he got his butt kicked.
Right.
Felicity doesn't want him to go fight him, but he swears he's done it before. He can do it again. So he's bam, bam, bam with his arrows trying to stop this gentleman while still figuring out who the heck he is, who he works for.
Yeah.
I don't work.
I was going to say, and what did you think about Barry Allen talking about his arrows? After last week, we were talking about how you can shoot 30 arrows in a minute.
Right. Now I was like, your what? Arrows are just not sufficient anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So you're telling me he could do 60 if he just listens to Barry Allen? He's always trying to improve his speed. I'll tell you what. Yeah. The kid's got it on point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found that really interesting. Carbon-based arrows versus like the aluminum carbon. Yeah. I like the kid. I really do.
Yeah.
His character came out strong. He came out on point. He came out ready to talk, ready to be a geek. He's not Flash mentality. He's just regular Barry Allen. He wants to help with unique cases where he thinks that there's more mystery to what's going on.
Right.
He's having a relationship with Felicity where he's not even trying to be forward. He's not trying to date her. He's just focused. He's obviously going to be the person that helps out at the end of this episode. I like him. I really do.
So let me ask you this.
What's up?
How do you really feel about him?
I feel like him and...
I mean, because I feel like you want to be in a relationship with him at this
you
point.
You know what? I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if we see a... Aberricity.
Aberricity? Please don't. No.
No pun intended, since I do call myself Mowgli. It's not a bear necessity.
You know, okay, so moving right along. Oliver, at the end of this fight, gets himself in a little bit of a pickle.
Right.
And he's got the serum injected to him.
We don't know if it's something. Is or isn't. Right.
He's unconscious. I don't know. They didn't really show how Diggle and Felicity found him, but obviously Felicity's tracking. Super genius. So she. Mm-hmm. Oh, his arrows have tracking devices in them, too.
And I think
it's
Shoe or Boot does, too, for all I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Either way, they find him. Felicity's really freaked out at this point, and Diggle's only option is calling 911.
Yeah.
She is wanting to be a little bit more logical about the whole entire situation.
Right, yeah.
Doesn't want people to find out who he is. But Diggle, I think, at this point is just desperate. And so, of course, why, coincidentally, did Barry Allen miss his train to get home?
Right.
And they go kidnap him.
Yeah.
Nice shot, Diggle, by the way. Right to the neck.
And, you know, there was two things. I mean, that was pretty cool. I really liked it. Also, I'm sorry, I wanted to say Dr. Ivo's dead.
Yes,
I heard that. I just wanted to bring it up, and I was like, this is bad timing. But, I couldn't believe that.
Yes, do bring it up, because Oliver mentioned that he himself, the whole mystery was where these people are coming from, because Oliver was holding in that he knew that there were super people.
Right.
Until it had to come out.
I wasn't going to bridge this gap. I'm really happy you did.
Yeah.
It makes my point actually valid.
Absolutely. Because also, too.
And then he says he could beat them all up.
Well, Oliver said that he burned them all. There's nobody left. So somebody must have found the formula, because even Dr. Ivo is gone.
Right. And I think another point about it is Oliver said, I've taken these guys before. I can take them again. But Oliver did not look. Oliver has disappointed me in his Merlin fight, and he's disappointed me in this fight.
But you know what?
Huh.
Just because he'd fought them in the past doesn't mean that there haven't been improvements made to the serum and these people are even more supercharged. He doesn't know that because he's not thinking about it. He's just charging in and ready to take on and stop the evil.
Yeah. Well, the guy was strong. He was strong as steel. I mean, that guy was good. So I really think, we have a lot to look forward to with the next episode, but I'd like to think that Barry Allen staying for the next episode.
He has to.
I just think him staying for the next episode. They were going to do the episode 20 with Barry Allen, and they were going to do that. They have actually not made a full. They said no, and then they actually went back.
Said it again. I know.
And so they're going back and forth on that, which is really making me feel like I don't know how this season's going to unfold. But how do you pull Barry Allen out now that you've put him in so far? I feel like he's so necessary.
Because at this point in time, obviously at the very end, Felicity comes up with the idea to call Barry to help save Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
He wakes up,
right.
And to his surprise, first of all, he's in a lair of some sort of secret coolness, so he's looking around wide-eyed, and then all of a sudden, there's Oliver on a table with a hood on. It's Santa?
Yeah.
That's the look that I
and
saw on him.
And he sees the arrows, he sees the mannequin.
I was so mad the way they ended this one.
Right.
I mean, it makes sense, cliffhanger, but here's Felicity. Will you please help my friend? Scene. What?
Yeah, exactly.
But adding to your point, obviously he's going to be in the next episode.
Right.
And you now know who Oliver is. That's huge. You're just going to send him off and send him home like that?
He's
obviously not going to die. So now what?
Right, exactly. I mean, that's exactly right. So he stays for the next episode, and then he just silently slides out. I feel like it's going to be really hard not to have him in one more episode. And I read some stuff on the CW that they haven't really made a full decision now if they're going to allow that pilot to air or not. They had already written the pilot. And they were like, oh, well, if we try to add in the Arrow side of it and we try to do that like a backdoor pilot, it might make it difficult to write this correctly. So that's why they originally said it's out. But now I guess they said they're still toying with the idea. I would love to see Barry Allen in a couple more episodes this season, personally.
I mean, maybe they'll have it somehow so that there's a clue that will help him save his father. So he goes back home to work on the case.
Right.
That'd be a good exit.
And they've only done after, I think they've only filmed the next three episodes after this. So...
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they only have. So, I mean, obviously a storyline's already been written for the whole season, you know, but to think that they haven't filmed the entire season yet, I think, is what's happened. That's why they can toy with the idea.
There's room to play.
There's room. There's wiggle room for anything.
I like that. You know what I really like about that is that they have the opportunity now to listen to what fans want. And not that they'll give them exactly what they want, but to have that input and to see where your audience is going and what they want, then you can start to cater to their needs, if you will.
Exactly.
Well, with that said, I feel like we've really run through this show thoroughly. It was really easy and fluid to go through.
Exactly.
So let's get into some news and gossip, shall we?
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, my co-host has some wonderful news and gossip. While he tells you that, I'm going to have our engineer start to pull up some pictures, and then we'll go through those as soon as you finish with your news and
gossip. So, guys, I went ahead and took a look at some of the news and gossip that's going on right now. Obviously, you guys have seen the spoiler article from TV Guide, and Barry Allen, following this two-part mid-season finale, is I guess you know that there's no there's more to come from Brother Blood and the ever-evolving relationship between Laura Lance and Oliver Queen. The site reports website that I looked at that by the end of the mid-season finale, viewers will find out that Brother Blood is working for someone, and that'll be made very clear it's not Malcolm.
Ooh, Ra's al Ghul?
Yes, exactly. So that's a very interesting point. And going past that, it says, however, Oliver will not make the connection between Brother Blood and Alderman Blood. So we already talked about that. He's not going to make those connections yet. And he finds out about his Brother Blood persona before we wrap with the fall run. So that's going to be something really interesting for us to move into.
So I'm going to cut you off really fast. Yeah. You can continue to read over your notes, but I want to share this picture that we have behind us. Hello, Miss Felicity. Holy smoke! Great title, by the way.
Holy moly.
Yes, look at you in your lacy bra. Excuse me, Emily. I want to say I pulled this picture up, but honestly, I can't read the very bottom of the article, which magazine. It's a men's magazine. I do know this. So you can go online. You can search for it. You can read the article and check out her really pretty picture. Let's move on to the next photo.
Do it.
These are all just like fun little photos that I pull up. Oh, Instagram. So speaking of Laurel, we get to see Katie Cassidy with Stephen Amell sitting over here. So what do you guys think based on this Instagram photo? Do we see a, how would I even say this? I don't know how I would combine the two names. Apparently I'm not really good at that. But them as a couple versus him and Felicity as a couple. I don't know. Tweet me about it. Let's move on to the next picture. Ah, and here we have our two friends, Barry Allen on set, Grant Gustin on set with Mr. Stephen Amell. You can see the trailers behind them. But I always like to look at behind-the-scenes pictures just because I think they're cool. It gives you a little bit inside of what it's like to
they
be backstage.
They look like brothers.
I don't know about that one, but okay. They're both.
You're obsessed.
Brunettes. And then this picture is obviously from a party. I apologize. It's a bit pixelated, but I love seeing the cast out of their setting, if you will, and just having fun with each other. They all look really happy. I don't know what on earth
that's
Colton
great.
Haynes is doing with his face right now, but it's a cute picture.
Yeah.
And moving on, I don't know if this is my last picture or not. If it is, then
that's the last.
Okay, so now I'll have you continue with your news.
So, going forward, I forgot to download my notes to my Surface tablet,
I'm
reading them off my phone.
Oh, okay. So, mental note, he's a little unprepared. That's okay.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it.
I'm a news and gossip now.
It's a big step up,
and I'm really messing it up. But I will say, with the Brother Blood, though, another complicating factor that we're learning about that's going to come out in the season is that Laurel's going to enter into a romantic relationship with the Blood.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's going to provide her with some pills.
Yeah, they start running into each other a lot more, and they do get involved in certain ways, is what Cassidy said. That's a quote-unquote.
Okay, I'll take it.
So that was good. And then also, I looked at an interview that was done with Kreisberg, and when I looked at that, it said, the question was, will Barry Allen still appear in episode 20? And then when it was asked, he said, we're still trying to figure that out now. Episode 20 will just be an episode of Arrow. In some ways, we're having that be the backdoor pilot would have actually made things a little bit harder because we'd have to take a right turn from where we are in our ongoing storyline to incorporate that. In some ways, this has freed us to take the Flash and just do the Flash separately and stay on a straight line. Right now, we're in the middle of working on episodes 14, 15, and 16, so it gives us a little bit of time to figure out how best to utilize that episode. So that's the biggest thing I noticed about that. And I think, and he also said that he was also asked, are you going to do, keep it separate now? The Flash, he says, I think that's future us problem. Or this is what he said. He said, will the pilot, for the Flash keep you from adding superpowers to the Arrow universe? So he was like, you know, I think that's the future problem for us. Part of the introduction of the serum was a gateway superpower. If you can accept that, then the Flash is a little bit easier. We'll probably want to keep Arrow as distinctive as possible and the Flash as distinctive as possible. Part of the fun will be seeing how these two things play out in both shows. So, looking at stuff like that, I think that's a little bit of the news and gossip I had. I can go a little bit further if you guys want to, and I can say the Arrow characters could appear in the Flash pilot was another question asked.
Oh, that would be cool.
And Berlanti said, definitely, there's a chance. I'm not saying definitely yes, but that's our hope. we're using a lot of, and John said we're using a lot of mythology and a lot of characters from the comics in the development of the Flash show. Uh-huh. I don't want to get too specific yet, but you'll see a lot of characters and elements from the comics. It's very much the Flash.
Very nice.
So I thought it was really cool, and they asked if they're going to have any Easter eggs in the Flash universe, and the Easter eggs have been worked out really well for Arrow, and we certainly don't plan on not continuing that with the Flash. So that'll be really cool. Those are the major points that I really liked. And my last one that I'll talk about is, it says, did you see the success of Arrow? And hopefully the Flash is an opportunity to bring other superheroes to television. And Kreisberg said, absolutely. That if the
so more superheroes right. to come, you guys.
Yeah, he says, yeah, if we're not too tired, in the same way that Arrow was conducive to bringing on characters like Deadshot and the Huntress and some of the more grounded people, and the success with the Flash, hopefully there's a way to bring out some of the more fantastical characters that will probably still go through the grounding lens.
I'm so, sure there's a few people yeah. that are hoping for a Batman TV series.
Right, and Warner Brothers said it's certainly looking to extend its stable of DC comic characters before the hit superhero series era, beyond the hit superhero series era.
Nice.
Yeah, I wish I'd brought my glasses. You know I read that in Blur.
Nice. Very, very talented. So now that we have our news and gossip, let's get into some prediction, guys.
Yeah.
Prediction.
Wow. And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
All right, predictions. So I just want to say, before we get into predictions, they did that little Flash blurb of what's to come next episode. Terrible! Oh my goodness! Flash, 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 what? None of it was linear at all. Made absolutely no sense.
Right.
I will say that, although I do love the show, that premiere was not so good for me. Going into predictions, obviously we are going to see a little Barry Allen action. He, I do think, is going to be the one that saves Oliver. Thereafter, will there be a kiss between him and Felicity? Gosh, I hope not. But the way they're leading it, there was a moment in this episode. It could lead to something else in next episode. Or maybe a fond farewell goodbye with a peck. Who knows?
Nice. I think that the brother blood Laurel thing will not end up in the bed. I think it'll just be like flirtatious, maybe some kissing.
Maybe she'll get a hit of some bad blood, get sick, need to be rescued.
I just feel like Oliver's not going to let it get that far.
What do you think about her addiction? Where is that going? And is it going to hit a downward spiral, or is something going to
I don't feel intercept? Like the addiction's really been developed that much.
It hasn't, and I'm wondering if it's going to, is
I don't
my
think
question.
So. I think it's going to be something that is just because she's depressed right now, and then you're going to see that depression to be the source of why she's spending time with other people and wanting to stay away from Oliver. I think that's going to end up being a way for Oliver to start to notice brother blood and pay more attention to him and mm-hmm. help to analyze and see that he's more connected, or it's going to go the exact opposite way, but I think it'll help him to see he's more connected to this whole picture. As far as episode 20 goes, I do think that they're not going to do a Flash backdoor episode pilot. I think that they're too afraid that they've created something great with what they have with Arrow, mm-hmm. and I feel like they know that if they try to write that story with the Flash involved for episode 20, the chances of it going a little bit off course mm-hmm. could be bad. But the idea that Felicity could be visiting the Flash on the CW network.
That would be,
nice.
That'd be okay.
What is the matter with you?
That'd be okay.
Flash is jacked.
Okay,
just
so I'm going to change the subject really fast. We saw a little bit of Diggle, not a lot of Diggle. Last we saw, he was in bed with his ex-wife. Are we going to see her again? Mm-hmm. I would like to think so. You don't just leave. You reconnect. You have passionate, undying love together, and now you're not on the show anymore? What is up with that?
I don't know.
She's got to come back.
But all of our predictions could be wrong. Oliver,
that's true. That's very true.
Oliver could die. And
you know what? Don't listen to him.
And the whole series
could
be over.
Don't listen to him. So anyways.
I was thinking that.
That's, you know what? I think that calls our predictions tonight. You guys, thank you so much for watching. I'm Allie Kona Bradford. You can follow me at Kiss My Passport. And
hi, I'm Michael Durgin. You can follow me at M. Mowgli on Twitter, at facebook.com/M. Mowgli. And I'm going to put up a picture of my me t-shirt list on my Facebook page.
Yeah, ladies.
I should expect at least two or three new friends.
High expectations.
M-O-W-G-A-L-I. So, get on it.
Again, thank you. We enjoy sharing our opinions with you. And thank you so much for watching us. Continue the conversation by tweeting us. Have a great night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal. AfterBuzz TV. our channel here, and be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.